9:26 Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. Talking about earlier on, I went to an adventure park where I got, I realized I'm not afraid of heights, but I froze. I got absolutely panicked and anxious as I was 40 feet in the air, harnessed up. I was supposed to jump and do a little obstacle course, and I had to turn around and come back. My legs went from me. I realized I had this fear. We're asking you right now, 4008 on the text line, what is your fear? We're getting a few. Nona, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
And what is your fear?
Oh, well, I have two fears, actually. One of them is a flight.
Mm-hmm.
So every time that I want to fly, I'm panicking like 3 days before.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to start taking some tranquilizer or doing some meditation to be okay to be on the flight.
Interesting.
Okay. And driving on highway. That's why.
So wait, you can't drive on a highway. You get anxious.
Yeah, I do, unfortunately.
So how do you get around town? Like, what do you do? Do you not drive at all?
No, I'm going to the psychiatrist at the moment, and they are doing some medication to minimize this panicking.
Interesting.
I'm going to tell you straight out, it's 100% mental. You're aware of that, as in it's just a mental thing. A good friend of mine could never cross a bridge in a car. Mm-hmm. As soon as he was driving over a bridge in a car, he instantly had to go to the bathroom. And, I mean, it would just come out. I'm not joking. This is not a joke,
no,
Rossi.
I know it's not a joke.
So it's an instant thing. It was a reaction. Initially, he thought it was a medical problem.
Right.
Turned out to be 100% psychological. So this person used to do everything and never crossed a bridge for 3 years. He now can go over bridges. And it was that instant panic. I think, is it a panic situation? Is that flight or fight response, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Well, that is, I'm panicking all the time, like I don't feel my feet, and I start to shake. I have a high palpitation while I'm driving.
Yeah.
On highway, that is scary.
Hmm.
See, that's the thing.
Sometimes I have to pull over and call the police to come and follow me, thanks to them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, these fears, because, like, I'm in your boat.
Yeah.
You guys know this. I have so many fears. But, like, it's something that we've built up in our minds so much. We've created these scenarios.
Yeah.
And it's our mind that's playing the trick on us. We know this, but we still can't pull ourselves out of it to be like, stop, everything is going to be okay. It's just a very, very difficult thing to do, you know?
Yeah, so, well, listen, keep doing the therapy.
Yeah.
You will beat this, okay? I promise, stick by it. It's just a mental, just think of little people in your head trying to just get this going. It's not real, okay? You're totally fabricated. You're going to be fine, I promise.
Well, absolutely. I'm trying to focus on your radio all the time. Aww. To listen to music and your things. So that makes me a little bit keep going.
Good on you, Nona.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And thank you so much for being so honest and sharing that with us, all right?
Thank you, guys.
Bye, beautiful. Celeste, morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Chris. I'm good, and yourself?
I'm pretty good. Now, some people are afraid of animals like lions and snakes and spiders. Celeste, what are you afraid of?
Frogs.
Sorry?
Oh, my goodness. Frogs.
Frogs. You are afraid of frogs. Now, why frogs?
I cannot tell you why.
Okay.
But I'm a South African girl. I'm not afraid of lions. I handled lions before in my life. Snakes. My son loves snakes, so I can handle the snakes. I can pick them up and take care of them. Any animal, I'm not scared. But a frog, I do not know. For the life of me, I will die. We have in South Africa these big, flat frogs. They are so slimy, and they've got these beady little eyes, and they just hop all over you. Oh, my God. I know. I cannot handle this.
But Celeste, what about... Hi, I'm Kermit the Frog.
Oh, good question.
Are you afraid of me?
No, I'm just, I don't know, it's the idea of the skin, the way they look.
Mm. Have you had an incident? Like,
yes.
Maybe, Celeste, maybe it's because they're quite unpredictable when they hop, don't you think?
I will tell you what happened. So in South Africa, we in the summer, it's very hot, so we keep the doors open. At that day, it was like really safe and everything. So we've got the TV on, it's weekend, we put the mattresses in front of the TV, it's movie night, everybody is having a good time, and the lights are off. And you know when you feel something coming towards you, but you can't see anything, but you have this feeling something is coming for you?
Yes.
The next thing, a frog bigger than two of my hands, jump on my stomach.
Oh.
You guys, I was like a rocket.
Oh!
I kicked things over and screaming. And I thought my brother was going to save me because I jumped right on the table. Next thing I know, my brother is next to me on the table.
So it was that incident, because that's what it usually stems from, something that happened in your life. I mean, yeah, across Australia, cane toads.
Yeah.
You ever seen? I'm sure it was like...
I saw them on National Geographic. My God, I don't want to go there.
I want to see what it looks like.
Go look. A cane toad is the size of my head.
In South Africa, we call them flat annas. I don't know what the English name is for them.
Yeah.
But I swear, they are the ugliest little things I've seen in my whole life.
Is this all right?
Does that scare you?
No, that's fine. That's fine, because that's just the noise, yeah?
Okay.
But to see the frog coming for me, I will die.
Well.
And my friends, they know that, so they would always like run behind me with a frog or something.
That's mean.
I will kill them with my bare hand. No, they think it's funny.
It's mean.
She handles lions and she handles snakes and she can do anything. But when she see a frog, she runs for the hills.
Well, there it is. I like it. Thank you for sharing it. Good luck with that. And thankfully, there's just not. It's not like there's dogs. It's not like your dogs and cats. There's just frogs walking around. Hopefully, you'll be okay.
Exactly.
Beat that fear. Beat that. Let's get you in a glass box just with these frogs.
No. Traffic jam. Come on, move it.